Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
Whoa, number one spot. Show coming out with Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
That October air.
That October air.
Hit a little different this morning, my friend.
We got fucking stats for tonight's game.
Baseball season's back.
Baseball. The boys of fall. Thank you, Kenny Chesney. Wasn't about baseball either. It wasn't. Boys in the back, how are we doing?
All right. How you doing?
Where'd you get that sweet fucking Arby's shirt at?
Oh, over there. They got the meats.
They do have the meats.
That sandwich, yes.
They got the meats and the shirts.
They do. Mitt, how you doing, Pa?
I'm super pumped that baseball's back. Let's go.
Baseball back.
Yeah, Southside. Southside season.
Chargers in the under.
Undy.
Neither were really ever a doubt, huh?
The over was, my parlay almost came through.
It was 21-14 for a bit.
Correct.
I was a little concerned.
Hey, how about you making the pick, though, Tony?
I got to thank the boys for making me make a pick.
Good job, Tony.
Get one in the win column.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everyone here won.
Yeah, it was always the Chargers. What do we? I mean,
everyone here won.
We said it yesterday.
You know, that's the problem with my numbers potentially earlier in the year. There's not enough numbers. There's not enough data. Feed the data. Feed the machine. So I won with my heart.
Here's a question for you, Tony.
Shoot.
Raiders -5.5 at home against the Bears.
We jumping
weekend.
In the NFL right now.
No Montgomery. Are you hopping back on the Raiders wagon?
Raiders -5.5 against the Bears. We don't know who's fucking starting for the Bears.
No Montgomery either.
Tell you what, I've got this as a more even game than you would think.
Is that with Nagy or with Dalton or Fields? Numbers account for who's starting?
Personally, I don't even know who I'd rather have at this point. I'm not fucking betting on that game. I'll say that.
I'm with you. But if I did have to take it, like I said last week, I would take the Bears. I think Fields is good, and I've been beating this drum for a while, but I really do.
Tell you what, you asked me about like the one, what maybe the worst game this week as far as like, I got no fucking idea.
I mean, if it gets up there, if that thing starts going with Montgomery out.
Here's Jets Falcons. You got any, is that the London game?
Yeah.
9:30 a.m. What?
Have to bet it.
You do have to bet it.
It's the early game.
I will.
Although, there is an old saying in England.
Yeah.
You don't bet the early game.
I will. I'll bet it. I'll fucking bet it. You need that. Listen, what is it? It's going to be the second weekend in October. You wake up early. What? Brew yourself a nice cup of coffee. What? Start looking at the lines. Make sure nothing's changed on Sunday. Little running back unders. What? You flip on that team at the TV at 9:30 a.m. and you got NFL football on. What?
What?
Early sweat. What?
What?
That's going to be a 14-hour day of sweats.
Yeah, welcome to my life, Tony. It usually starts 3.5 hours before that.
On
no footy this
Tuesday, season, October 5th, I lean to the 3 and the hook.
It is now -3, my friend.
Ah, I wish I could have got them at the hook. I will still take the Jets at +3, probably.
I will continue to fade the Jets.
And we will see. I'll continue to fade the Falcons.
I hate the Jets.
I hate the Falcons.
Falcons are not that bad this year.
Okay,
baby,
dude.
Mitt.
Just wait, dude.
They're literally...
Artie Smith is just starting to cook.
They are literally... they're not good. 27th in offensive yard per play, 26th in defensive yard per play.
Do they not have a run game?
31st in offensive DVOA. No, they do not.
No, their best running back is Mike Davis, and he stinks.
He was on my running back unders this week. I believe he had 11 carries for 14 yards.
It's over 1 yard a play.
And I have taken the Bucks. Whoever the Bucks are playing against, you can take the running back under on the other team for sure. Patriots ran for -1 yards.
You could take the running back under for every Dolphins. Game the Dolphins play, right? Because our best running back, Skaskin, no longer plays anymore.
Let me see here. Offensive yard per run. Who the Dolphins got?
Bucks.
Dolphins, Bucks. They are 26 in the league in yards per rush.
Tell you what.
Do you know they're 32nd in the league in yard per pass?
I'm a man who will admit, no, I'm not going to. I wasn't wrong. We just made another mistake is what we do. These two fucking doofuses are dual O coordinators.
Yeah.
Maybe the combined age the same as Chan Gailey.
Mm-hmm.
Might be just as dumb.
Might be just as bad, huh? Flores, though, likes the operation.
I love Flores. I got no problem with Flores. But can we not get a college guy to be an OC?
Hey, Gumpy, if you have two offensive coordinators,
bingo,
you really have no offense.
That's not true. LSU won a national championship with two of them.
Passing game coordinator was not technically the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, but you know it, what, though, is.
Our two offensive coordinators kind of feels like we have zero. That's how bad it is.
Exactly.
Skaskin was unbelievable last year.
He came up with that thing.
He did. And then...
Yeah, where is Skaskin's been? Is he hurt?
They're letting what? No, they're letting what's-his name go. The guy Jesus, they got from the Rams.
That's absurd. The
fucking wild.
What are we doing here?
I know Herbert is better than Tua.
I didn't say that.
Name one fucking person who said to take Herbert over Tua before the draft.
I was looking for...
Don't say you, Mitt, because I know you hate Tua. Just stop.
Justin Herbert when he was at Oregon. I was also in college at the time. Yeah.
No, I don't think there was so coming out.
Like, that's the thing. I get it. I know Justin Herbert is better than Tua. I am well aware. But hindsight.
Coming out, there wasn't a lot of pro Herbert, but there was a lot of anti Tua.
The year before Herbert, like Herbert stayed for his senior year. Mostly because of the
injury.
Yeah, Herbert stayed for his senior year and if he would have came out that year before, I think he would have went like one or two. Everybody loved him.
True. But then, you know,
he was quiet. I mean, he just led his team to a Rose Bowl.
He was quiet, though.
Yeah, he's quiet.
Panthers-Eagles? He lean anywhere yet that way? The Panthers?
Yeah. Darnold ain't losing two in a row, dude.
What's
it at? Three and a half?
It opened at 3.5.
Yeah, give me that. It's going to go to 4, so hop on that now.
Are we, do we have to, is this, it opened at 4.5. Will you let me know what it is right now? Do we have to go against Urban?
Have to go against Urban?
Oh, you think we bet on Urban? You think the team rallies around Urban? Titans off a loss to the Jets?
Oh, man. He got laughed out of.
It opened at 4.5. What's it at now?
It was at 4 this morning.
Okay.
I will go.
So wait, it's getting.
That was before this. Everything else came out. It's their +4. Everybody and their dog's gonna take the Titans. Give me a fucking Gatorade bath for two fingers.
Everyone is gonna be on the Titans. Everyone. Yeah, this is a game. This is a death game.
This is.
Urban has his own funeral on Sunday.
I don't know if it's a death game.
Definitely close to a death game.
It's a scandal game.
It's a scandal game.
Yeah, but if he wins, they got to keep him, right? If he loses, he's dead. It's a death game.
No, I think he would have already been gone. Maybe.
They want him to quit, right?
It's a scandalous death game.
We need to look up the records in scandal games. That's what we need.
We'll stand your ground, Urban. Don't let him force you out. Don't quit. Don't quit.
Saints and football team's an interesting one that I don't know if I like.
Washington's up to +2.5. Feed me the football team.
You like the football team in this one?
Saints are Jekyll and Hyde, dude.
They are.
I know what I'm getting with the football team, and I think they're starting to get better.
At least
Heineke looked good last week, like good.
At least you don't know if the Saints offense is going to be able to take advantage of the football team's defense.
Exactly. And I just feel like Washington's defense has to get, like, they were so good last year. They have to get better, Tony. Have to.
I think Packers-Bengals is an interesting game.
I don't at all.
You on the side of the pack.
Down to -3 now? Yeah, feed me that.
Browns-Chargers. It's down to 3?
Yeah.
See, I was thinking Bengals, but I don't want to take it. I would have taken a 3.5. Browns-Chargers is an interesting one.
What are the Chargers, -1?
It opened at 1. Is it still 1? No, the Browns were -1. Opened was Browns favorite.
Browns +1.5 now.
Okay.
Give me the Browns.
Yeah, I think... The reason why I was looking at that, Chargers are 30th in the league in stopping the run.
Yeah.
Now, fucking Minnesota wasn't good at it, and they didn't score against them last week, so we'll see what happens there. Niners Cards is interesting, and then obviously Bills and Chiefs Sunday night. We'll dive into all those more as the week goes on.
Oh, Steelers -1.5.
Yeah, against Denver.
I'd probably take Steelers money line if Teddy's out.
Good luck, my friend. Games that are seeing all the action so far. Rams, 80% of the bets and 90% of the money. That's Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. I'm all over the Seahawks. God damn it. All over it.
Jets are getting 65% of the bets and 90% of the money.
Beautiful. Give me Atlanta.
Pats are getting 73% against the Texans.
I don't really want to touch that one.
Me either. Bucks are getting 65 against the Dolphins.
Those are two teaser games, actually.
Panthers are getting 70. Titans are getting 90. Yeah, I'll be staying away from that one. Steelers are getting 70. Packers are getting 83%. Saints are getting 75%.
There we go.
That helps a little bit.
There we go.
Raiders are getting 65. Chargers are getting 70. Thank you. Cowboys are getting 73.
I'm going to take the Bears this week because I should have taken them last week. And it's going to fucking get me.
We'll see. Some college games I'm looking at early. Houston's laying 6. Houston was very impressive last week. They fucking blew the doors off of Tulane. So these are, I'm not taking these. Need some more. Houston, now they're down to 5.5. Tulane hasn't been as great lately. I mean, Tulsa, they blew out the doors off last week. Coastal's -16.5. I love Coastal. Again, second year in a row, they're dominating. Arizona State is -10.5 against Stanford. I think that might be too much, but I wrote it down. Now they're
12.5.
Now they're 12.5.
Yeah.
And now that's probably a stay away from me. Michigan State.
Down to 4.5.
Against Rutgers.
You wouldn't fucking dare. You wouldn't dare. You die. If Rutgers covers, you bet Michigan State.
I would die.
There you go. There's your death game.
Here's a death game. Two teams that died last week. Arkansas at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is -5.5.
I ain't touching that one. I can't do it.
I might look at the dog, maybe. As I'm wearing the Ole Miss.
Yeah,
fucking
scumbag.
Tennessee is -10.5. Tennessee's actually been pretty good this year.
Yes, sir. I don't like going against the Gamecocks, though.
They can't score. I know Georgia Tech looked like shit last week against Pitt, but they're at Duke. 3.5-point favorite. Might look at it. I may go back with Eastern Michigan, even though they fucked me last week. The Cuse is at home getting a touchdown.
Against?
Wake Forest.
See, these are the ones that get you.
These are the ones that get
you. If I bet Wake again, I go back. But then if I fade them and I take Cuse, then Wake will blow them out.
It's an interesting one. Undefeated BYU against Boise is a 5.5-point favorite.
Fuck BYU.
I don't know if their guys are still out or not. That's what I need to look at.
That was horse
shit. SMU, who covered the 20 last week, they're 13.5 against Navy this week.
You know who the pick is this week, Tony.
I'm about to type it in right now. Oregon State -3.5 against Washington State.
I do love that, but there's another one.
What?
Our boys.
Who?
UTSA.
Oh. Against Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
As a dog!
Yeah. What are we talking
about? How are they dogs?
What are we talking about?
Western Kentucky can fucking throw the ball around the yard, but how the fuck did I miss that one?
Tell me. I thought that was going to be the first one you had.
The hell? I must have missed it somehow.
Are you hopping on this Michigan wagon?
What do they got this week?
They are -3. Hold on. I didn't write down who against.
Oh, you had it done.
At Nebraska, -3.5.
Maybe these lines are coming out late because I didn't see that one either. I'm going to have to go back through.
That
doesn't seem like enough, does it?
I mean, Nebraska did play well last week. Martinez had a bit of coming out.
But that
Martinez will give you one of those every once in a while.
I can promise you there's going to be a lot of money on Michigan.
Notre Dame, Virginia Tech is a pick 'em.
Yeah.
I mean, enter Sandman, right?
Oh, we'll see.
Notre Dame can't lose 2 in a row. Can they?
No. Can't do it. Won't do it. Maybe. Maybe, though.
I'll probably take Notre Dame there. Wake Forest -6.5. WVU Baylor is interesting.
I'm looking at the under in that one.
Fucking Baylor did us wrong last weekend.
They are 114th and number 121 as far as plays per game ran, as far as tempo. That's going to be a slow one.
Between BYU and LSU, that was pretty much the...
nail in the coffin last week?
Yeah, the Saturday Night Live betting got a little bit fucking out of hand. It started with Oregon, and we thought, we were cruising with Oregon because we just took a money line, yeah, plus 2.5 when, yep, they were down, so we were cruising. So I was like, fucking live bet fucking BYU, or live bet Baylor. We'll live bet fucking LSU when they're down. They'll come. Nah, I mean, it all fell apart.
It's
all
right, pal.
That'll happen. That'll happen.
All right.
Let's. Oh, Iowa money line, by the way.
Against Penn State.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, damn it.
And a reminder, do gamble responsibly, everybody.
Okay.
What about Georgia minus 14.5?
That one's who they have.
I should write down who these are playing.
It's against... spread. Is it Mississippi State? No.
No. Hold on. Hold on.
It's... fuck, I just had it up. Auburn.
Yeah.
Bo Nix ain't going to be able to do anything against that fucking defense, dude. Nobody's been able to.
They fucking...
Nobody.
Dog walk... Minus 14.5 feels like a decent number.
They're awesome. Georgia's awesome.
Where's Louisville? I got Louisville minus 2.5, too.
Louisville is against your boys from Virginia.
Yeah. I'm still on that. I hate that fucking team. If I lose every bet to Virginia the rest of the year, I don't care. That team is... It's too much.
Okay. MLB tonight. AL wild card. Sox, Yanks. It's in Fenway. Yankees are currently minus 134 on the money line. They are minus 1.5. Over, under... is
still at eight.
Now, what's confusing to me is earlier the money line was like the Yankees odds were less. It was only like minus 128. And the plus 1.5 for the Red Sox was minus 130. Now it's minus 146 if you want to go full game Red Sox. Here's Cole and Evaldi are going. Cole in his last three, 6 innings pitched, 5 earned runs. 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 5 2/3, 7 earned runs. He's got a 4.91 ERA against the Sox this year. He's got a 6.19 ERA at Fenway. He's got a 2.28 night ERA, though. And he's got a 2.68 playoff ERA, 8-4 record. Evaldi has gone in his last three. 6 innings pitched, no earned runs, 2 2/3, 7 earned runs.
Against the Yanks.
5 innings pitched, 3 earned runs. He's got a 3.71 against the Yankees, even with that bad one. 3.47 at Fenway, 3.76 at night. And he's 2-1 in the playoffs with a 1.61 ERA. Those are your starters for tonight.
He was our horse. 2018 came out of the pen.
Correct. I mean,
the game he lost, he threw fucking like 11 innings.
Batting stats. Sox are number 2 versus right-handed pitchers the last 60 days, number 4 versus right-handed pitcher the last 30 days. They're number 1 versus right-handed pitchers at home at Fenway, hitting .306. Yankees, number 21 versus right-handed pitchers last 60 days, 25th versus right-handed pitchers the last 30 days, number 14 away versus right-handed pitchers. Yankees have won 6 in a row, 9 of the last 12 against Boston, 10-9 on the season series.
To the Sox.
Sox are up 10-9 season series, but the Yanks have won 6 in a row, 9 of last 12.
10-9 season series to the Sox.
Yep, to the Sox, 10-9 season series.
There we go.
Those are your stats for tonight that I came up with. Yankees have a slight advantage in bullpen ERA. Mark Carlson is behind the plate, 17-9 to the home team this year. Mark Carlson.
Dick Carlson.
Okay.
All right.
That's tonight. Big game for you, pal.
Yeah, no shit.
I've been seeing those fucking hashtag dirty water tweets for 162 games now. Game 163. How do you feel?
terrified. It's the wild card game is the fucking, it's do or die. They're like, this is it. Even the players say this is the worst possible game to play in. Like, when you go in the playoffs, you start getting less nervous as the games go on. It's do or die. This is death game.
Would you rather have had Sale than Eovaldi?
No. Not the way Sale's going.
Eovaldi's your guy.
Eovaldi is, he's big game Eovaldi. He loves this spot. He loves this moment. My only concern is he got lit by the Yankees not long ago.
It was not long ago. But
he did find it. His next start after that, he was back.
Yeah, he gave up none.
Yeah.
And he still had a 3.7 on the year versus the Yankees. So that 1, 2 2/3, 7 earned runs, even with that, it's not a terrible ERA against the Yanks.
Yeah.
Obviously,
he's got to get out of the first.
Yes.
That's the thing. If he starts getting smacked around in the first, I don't worry about the bullpens that much because the Sox are just going to use starters.
Yeah.
They're going to use Erod. They're going to use Pivetta. They got Hook, that kid who can fucking...
Mm-hmm. Tanner?
Yeah, he can fucking throw gas. I'm taking Red Sox first 5.5.
Okay. I am on Sox first 5.5 -132.
Yeah.
And I also took Sox +1.5.
Full game
minus the 137 is what I'm on.
It's just, it's the home team getting, it makes sense.
Crowd's going to be
it's a homer bet. I know, I'm well aware, but you bet on a team who's at home, who's getting +0.5 with, I don't think Cole has outpitched Eovaldi this year. I really don't. It's just who gets hot. That's all it is. One game.
I should pull this up just so I have it. First five report. Where's the Red Sox? Red Sox at home are 42-30-9 on the season. First five, 6-3-1 in their last 10. The Yankees on the road are 32-32-14. First five, 6-4 in their last 10. Anything else that I'm missing here?
No, sir.
The trends are good for both teams.
Yeah.
Their last 10 games overall, Yanks are 7-3. Sox are 5-5.
These teams all year long, they've just been streaky teams. They get hot, they get cold.
Yeah.
Both teams, the exact same. It's been insane. So, I mean, whoever wins is walking into a shit storm in Tampa.
I think the rest of the boys in the office are on the Yanks.
Yeah.
You and I are going to be on the Sox. Mitt, baseball fucking expert. What are you on tonight, Pa?
Well, I mean, this is a hyped up game.
Yeah, he's a hype boy.
I'm a hype boy. It's the Red Sox. It's the Yankees. I really don't give a shit about the Yankees, even though I'm a Cowboys and Lakers fan.
Hype boy Yankees, even though you have all their hats.
I got a bunch of good lids. I really only care for the South Side, but... LeBron owns a portion of the Boston Red Sox, so I'm taking the Boston Red Sox in my minor league.
Jesus Christ. Right,
it was still a hype boy. Still made it into a hype boy.
You did turn it into a hype boy pick.
It's incredible.
Hey, if LeBron likes the team, I like the team. Let's go.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I love playoff baseball.
Yeah, it's the buzz. It's the buzz.
So, like... Tonight, the wild card's great. Wednesday, the wild card's great. Thursday, you got a 4 o'clock and an 8 o'clock game. That's all right. Friday's the day that I fucking love. You got 2 o'clock White Sox at Houston, 4:30 Atlanta and Milwaukee, and then 7:02, whoever wins this versus Tampa, and then the night game, whoever wins the NL wild card, which is Dodgers and Cards versus the San Francisco Giants. That's a good day.
Dodgers Giants in the first round.
Oh.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They already got fucking starting pitchers listed
for the Giants.
Not for the Giants.
It's got to be Gossman though, right? Logan Webb's been so good.
So we'll talk about tomorrow's game tomorrow a little more. But right now it's Wainwright versus Scherzer.
Yeah,
that's awesome. What's the line on that fucking game?
It's absurd. I think Dodgers are like -225.
Almost have to take Wainwright. Just if he's getting... Is he getting +1.5?
First five?
Yeah.
No, +0.5, +115.
Okay. If it was one, they wouldn't do 1.5 in the playoffs.
Fucking tough one for Cubs fans to swallow tonight. Schwarber and Rizzo bat lead off for the Sox and Yanks.
McCullers is going to go for Houston. White Sox haven't listed a starter yet.
McCullers going one?
Yeah. McClanahan's going for Tampa.
McClanahan game one?
Shane.
I'll take my chances there.
Wait, well, sorry, Atlanta's putting Chucky ball games on the mound game one versus Corbin Burns.
He's been lights out second half.
What's that, Mitt?
Sorry, I kind of got lost in the baseball talk. Who the Southside got first round?
They had
Astros.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll beat the shit out of those cheating assholes.
I assume Rodon goes game one, right?
Nah. Come on.
Big country?
Yeah. Fucking Lance Lynn game one. Yeah. Has to be.
Lance will go game
one. Lance ball game, dude.
Lance will go game one.
This is when fucking base... Like, think about Bumgarner when he was with the Giants.
Yep.
Would he come in on no rest that game to finish?
Like, all of them.
Like legends.
All the games.
This... October baseball is when legends are made, like just unforgettable moments.
It's going to be best. It's going to be fucking awesome. It's all going to be great. Later in the week, so like tomorrow, obviously the Cards have their streak coming in. Dodgers have obviously been great in the second half. Sox, though. Sox have been okay down the stretch.
Not great.
They're 7-3 in their last 10, though, so maybe they turned it on.
White Sox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Houston's 4-6 in their last 10.
I guess because Granke's gone cold.
Dude, he has been fucking terrible.
And I don't trust their pitching staff. I think White Sox should win that series. I really think so. I'd like to see the White Sox go on a run.
Hey, we wouldn't hate it, Southside.
If not the Red Sox, I'd like to see the White Sox come out of the American League.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a rooting interest yet.
National League, anybody but the Dodgers. Anybody but the Dodgers.
Obviously, I do have a rooting interest because I have a ticket for the Brewers to win the NL and the fucking series.
I have a soft spot for the Giants for some reason. I always have. I don't know why. Like, if I supported a National League team, it would definitely be the Giants.
Well, they have made us more money than we can imagine this year.
That is true. Did you see how Flexen's first five season ended?
I did not. Not great?
No, they were down 2-1.
Uh-huh.
Mitch Haniger straight away 2-run shot to win it, 2 outs in the fifth. It had to be storybook ending, dude.
So
that guy's gonna get, we're never gonna see that again. Flexen's not gonna be plus a half next year ever.
I got a plus 240 cash out for Brewers to win the National and plus 160 cash out for them to win the World Series. I'm just gonna hold on to this. Fuck it.
Yeah, let it ride.
It's not that much.
Let it ride.
Is there any fucking boost for tonight's game?
Let's see.
Yankees to win by 1-3 runs is plus 230.
There's a same game parlay.
Torres or Judge to record a hit in their first plate appearance, plus 160. Rafael Devers to record 2+ RBIs, plus 600.
Oh, here's one for you, Tony. This is also another bet I would like.
What's that?
Kyle Schwarber, anytime home run.
Anytime bomb.
Plus 380. He loves these moments.
Yeah, the are you talking about the popular same game parlays up top?
Yeah, the thing stinks.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch any of
get
those.
It off.
I'm not going to fucking off. Touch it. If what's the only ones I ever like looking at is the K-props.
Yeah. Devers to hit a dinger plus 442 is insane after the day he just had.
Which I'm not even... You could get Garrett Cole 4+ strikeouts and Yankees to win. That's minus 128. Why would you do that? I think I'm going to stay away from those. No. I got Sox first five and plus a half and Sox full game plus 1.5.
Here's the same game parlay. Red Sox plus 1.5. Schwarber dinger. Devers dinger. Plus 2879.
Fucking locking it in. $10
gets you $287.
Oh, yeah. You locking that in?
Yeah, I'll put down a 50 piece.
That a boy.
50 for 1500.
Let's go.
That's the one.
All right, we can't thank you guys enough. Mitt broke the phones. God
damn it.
They'll be back tomorrow. We can't thank you guys enough. Thank you so much for spreading the word about Hammer Don.
Hell yeah.
Tomorrow, college football picks will be shrunken down.
Yeah, I think I pretty much, I don't know, fucking
NFL games that we're looking at, we'll talk about, not official yet, but games that, sides that we like, we'll have, obviously, wild card tomorrow night in the NL. Thursday, we got games. Friday, we got a fuck ton of games. It's a good time to be a gambling show.
Hell yeah.
It's a great time to be a gambling show. Mitt, anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, check out store.patmcafeeshow.com, Hammer Down section. We got a bunch of merch and shit.
Hold on. See at the fucking window.
See at the window.
store.patmcafeeshow.com. YouTube.com/HammerDown. Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.
See you at the window.